Hey, Killian! Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
I'm Nick, I love basketball!
I don't edit out awkward parts.
Okay, buddy.
I'm sorry, Travis, you're trying to get it back on track? Put it in my butt!
By the way, that basic rhythm
is a dancer.
Thank you.
Biting is kind of fun.
Where are all the friggin' guitars and the bow, bow, bow? Where's all that?
That tree menstruates.
That she was actually practicing.
And maybe the problem also is Jonathan Depp.
Is that the only bad tattoo you have, or do you have other bad tattoos?
What kind of movie are you looking forward to?
Those that feature titties and vagina. Hello and welcome to episode 110 of Plane Zero. We just had this conversation. 110 of Plane Zero, a podcast that's dedicated to looking at the movies of your past and deciding how they are in your present. My name is Travis.
I'm Alex.
I'm Aaron.
My name is Nick.
And you look confused.
We're all kind of drinking this
Crystal Pepsi.
It's like, it doesn't taste like it did when I was a kid.
There's been a lot of Crystal Pepsi going around this past week.
And also when you're a kid, like your sense of taste is like crazy
strong.
No,
if I drank Ecto Cooler, I know how it's fucking
but that's true.
Taste.
Have
like,
you
when
found
kid,
it, by the way?
No.
That's why you have to order
that's
it.
That's why when you're a kid, like sugar tastes like crazy more intense when you're little.
Kool-Aid tastes the same to me.
Does it?
Yes.
Coke has never changed its flavor.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Well, except for New Coke.
It depends on what you
I
cut
never,
it with.
I never had New Coke. Ha! Ha, I got
with
you.
A credit card? On the glass table.
There you go.
It's kind of good.
It's
that's how I could describe
it's
it.
It's like I like it enough that I'll get it again, but
It's like I'm trying to have sex with a ginger ale, but he just can't get a full boner. It's like it's there.
I guess.
It's weird. It tastes like Pepsi, though.
It kind of.
I'm so confused.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's weird. It's like the first hit is like, oh, Pepsi. And then it's like, oh, what is it?
I don't know what to. It's. I don't know. Would I recommend
could
it? Maybe?
Your taste, you're tasting Pepsi's jizz and it doesn't taste like how you'd expect it.
It tastes like a new soda. It tastes like a new soda. Like, it's weird. Like, it tastes like a type of soda that doesn't.
Technically, it is a new soda.
But you know what I mean?
Does
like,
it explode if I shake it?
No, yeah, don't do that. It
oh,
will.
Yeah,
it will.
See, now it's all hoard.
Yeah, don't do that.
For some reason, the bottles feel heavier than normal Pepsi bottles.
Because I was saying to you, there's more sugar in it. I feel there's more
it
sugar.
It might be that the plastic is a little thicker, too.
Maybe.
Because of the clearness.
That's,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know.
It's strange.
I loved it as a kid.
I don't remember it. I was too little, probably.
Yeah, I was also too little.
Yeah, so we're trying.
Anyways.
And I wasn't old enough.
So who picked today's episode?
Today I picked Small Soldiers. It's a movie I saw in theaters as a child.
I wanted to see it in theaters
Came out in 98. And we got a lot of burping going
you
on.
You sound like a dinosaur.
Because we're...
I just saw Jurassic Park.
Because, we're drinking Crystal Pepsi. It's essentially like... I think it was described to me as a kid as an evil Toy Story.
No, the movie is about two neighbors who don't get along because one wants to put in a dish.
Yes. But yeah, no, it's about...
This after Toy Story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ripped them off.
They even have a reference to Toy Story in it.
I don't...
It's when they're going to interrogate Archer, one of them says a line that Sid says, "We have ways of making you talk."
Oh.
That's just a,
but that's
a line
just a
from...
common
no,
line.
No, but... Joe Dante said it was a reference
to
it.
Oh, well, okay.
Joe Dante.
But yeah, it's about this...
Director of Gremlins.
It's about, what is that, Jay Moore looking guy and...
Jay Moore?
You mean Jay Moore.
Oh, okay.
Jay Moore looking...
Oh, then it's actually Jay Moore.
Wait, you didn't think it was actually Jay Moore?
I didn't look at the credits.
you can tell by looking at him?
Jay Moore's aged since I've become used to him.
It's but about, he's always Jay Moore.
It's about Jay Moore and, freaking...
It's not about
Tobias.
Jay Moore.
And Tobias, yes, David Cross. They're like two like toy makers, but they have like different ideals going in. One likes the idea of, you know, getting kids to learn and
of He-Man toys.
And yeah, using these kind of like weird creatures to, you know, and, you know, you learn from them. They're nice creatures. The other guy wants to create, like, these evil G.I. Joe dudes that destroy things. And basically, Dennis Leary says, how come the commercials, they always show you the toys doing cool things. How come they never actually fucking do them? And he's got
the
a point.
Beginning, the beginning of this movie, Dennis Leary is putting down his Dennis Leary thing.
And you know what? Yeah. And I hated it because I don't like Dennis Leary as a comedian.
He,
I think he's
when
sucks.
He does that whole like I'm
why
about,
he hates things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he's a shitty version of Bill Hicks.
You mean his MTV ads?
Yes.
Yeah. And to be fair, Dennis Leary's correct. How come they never do anything in the commercials?
Because the commercials get you excited.
Yeah.
That's what the movie Falling Down is about.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
He went to a toy factory. He's like, how come these Barbies don't really hula hoop? And then he pulled a gun on him, and then the Nazi guy took him in the back.
So, and because basically they're part of this mega conglomerate thing that has a lot of military grade, you know, accessories and shit. He says, you know, do what you need, make your toys, and basically they create these awesome, cool toys that
they put advanced microchips because it's the 90s,
and that's how microchips.
And people were just like, technology.
Yeah. So,
Alex,
they sell the toys.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Did you have a rough night?
No.
Okay, because your voice has cracked like three times telling
this
story.
No, sorry. I was tired.
You're just tired?
You went to bed very late because you saw this movie at like 3 in the morning.
I finished it around 1.
Well, it was 6 hours long.
It is. It's a long movie.
But it's short, too.
Yeah, it's weird. And this kid named Alan, whose dad runs this kind of like mom-and-pop toy shop that doesn't get a lot of business. He buys this case from...
It's one of those stupid-ass wooden toy shops.
Yeah, but those are kind of cool for the novelty of it. But again, it's like...
Are they?
No.
Have you been to one?
Yeah.
They're not the toys that I want to play with.
No. What kid wants to play with, like, a little rocking horse?
No, they're not those.
A little bitch-ass hipster kid.
Yeah, oh, look, a duck you can pull on a string.
That's yeah, okay.
Oh, hello, I am from foreign countries. It's like people like that,
yeah,
usually.
Yeah.
Fuck it's like Yugoslavians.
You're, fuck the poor, apparently, is what Aaron's saying.
I'm not saying
so,
that.
So, what happens is Joe Dante's best friend, Dick Miller, sells him a case.
Joe Dante?
I was going to say, that was going to be one of the next things I say, is you know this is a Joe Dante movie because the guy from Gremlins in it is there.
And his wife is in it from Gremlins.
Yes. Where's she?
She's like she's one of the neighbors. She's Ron Howard's dad, I think. No,
Ron Howard's mom.
She's Ron Howard's.
No. Ron Howard's dad is in, or someone, and then she's the wife of him. Seen on the bed. Yeah.
So he buys this one case of these toys to sell, and it turns out the toys become sentient as they are meant to be, and start destroying everything, looking for the Gorgonites, who are the good guys that are meant to lose and be destroyed. And
but the Gorgonites aren't the good guys in the movie Toy Story. Yeah, but in the movie, like in the story for the toys, the Gorgonites are the villains, and the toy soldiers are small soldiers,
hippies.
They're the good guys. Yeah, pretty much.
Hippies.
Pretty much. But that's because David Cross wanted them to be the good guys.
But so they're giving this chip. In reality, these toys would cost like fucking $10,000. They're using a military
because of those chips alone.
What makes no sense to me, though, is because we understand how technology kind of works.
It's not artificial intelligence.
It's like, wait a minute. So this chip makes them move, gives them personality. What? Like, and it's
because I think
it's a military.
The way
chip.
I understood it was that we wrote a story for the toys, so that means
like in the program.
Yeah, no, not in the.
That's what would have to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's what I was like, how do the Gorgonites know that they're like hippies
and that have to hide? And
also, they gave these toys crazy articulation.
Oh yeah,
there's like 72 points of articulation.
That, you know, even
that
more,
that Oculon,
like,
that thing was my favorite as a kid because it could like move
the
like
eye.
Crazy. Yeah, the eye.
I liked Insaniac.
Yeah,
I did too. And in hindsight, Michael McKean's just really annoying.
Do you think it's a bad matchup? Like you could tell from the beginning that it's uneven. If you're gonna have the Dirty Dozen go against Spinal Tap, right?
Yes.
The only good part of this movie
and
is
Frank Langella.
The voices.
Well, it's Dirty Dozen and Tommy Lee Jones
and Bruce Dern.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... All right. Good episode, guys.
I've got at least a few more things to get into. Yeah,
so do I. So the kid, well, I don't really understand his backstory. I don't know.
It's basically this kid who like did a lot of fucked up shit in school.
But so, he's such a nice looking kid. How is he going
to
be? No,
he's been to therapy and
he's
stuff.
He's not that crazy.
Yeah.
his backstory is he was like a prankster.
They should have gotten that kid from Camp Nowhere with the long pretty hair. Who's an asshole and everything.
Oh, the guy from 10 Things I Hate About
You,
Andrew Keegan?
That guy, yeah.
That,
he looks like an asshole.
Yeah. Yes.
This sweet kid apparently did a bad thing.
Or the young version of that guy who's got the long face who in Can't Hardly Wait licks her because he doesn't want to waste the brownie. Because that guy always plays jerks too.
Yes.
The guy from the death show. And he died, he was a boyfriend. Aaron, you know what I'm talking
about. Oh, 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's hitting on this girl that has a boyfriend constantly, by the way.
And they're always older.
I date older guys.
That was dumb. When girls say that rule, it's just so obnoxious. Like, well, I only date older guys.
Well, I've never been told that by a female, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what's funny is I would get, because she's in this and Jumanji.
I like Jumanji.
You know, I'd see that movie. In my head, I always get her, like, certain scenes mixed up, like, which ones are in which. Like, I used to think there was a scene in Small Soldiers where she scans something and yells price check because it makes sense because they're selling toys.
I thought Bonnie Hunt says that.
But no, Kirsten Dunst.
It is Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, Bonnie Hunt doesn't yell that?
No.
Oh.
And the guy from The Strain is Void. He's not worth anything.
No.
But,
yeah. When you mean Andy Dick.
The main story is that the dude from Gremlins gives him a set of the action figures to sell at his father's shitty toy shop.
I just said all that, yeah.
No. And they go crazy, and then they have to stop the toys. That's pretty much the whole thing.
Because the toys want to kill the kid because he's got one of the good...
They want to kill allies of the Gorgonites.
Eventually, they want to kill the kid.
And then they make really dangerous vehicles.
And as Dee Snider said,
it's a toy,
step on it, it's over.
Well, there's a chainsaw near your legs. That's kind of the end.
The fact that no one actually dies in this movie is astounding. Like, none of the humans.
They almost killed the little boy, but then they don't.
Okay, about that little boy. You know when Phil Hartman and his drunk wife, and then they're talking to, who was that, according to Jim and his wife?
It's not according to Jim. Kevin Dunn is the actor's name. He's currently on Veep.
Okay, cool. Anyways.
And he's also Sam Witwer's dad. Not Sam Witwer. Sam Witwicky's dad.
Yes, he is. That's where he's from.
Sam Witwer voices Darth Maul.
Yes.
He's Spark Plug. Except they don't call him Spark Plug.
Yeah.
Those movies are abomination.
They really are.
That's how I feel about the Power Ranger movie.
Why couldn't
they call him Spike? Why couldn't they call Shia LaBeouf Spike?
Because.
That's a question.
He's not cool enough to have that.
Because Michael Bay is a piece of shit.
I like Shia LaBeouf in the first movie.
And you know what I don't like? He keeps calling him Scorponok, even though all the material calls him Scorponok, and you know what? He doesn't act like fucking Scorponok. He's just a big scorpion in the desert.
It's just a big shit show.
Yeah.
Just like all
But
these
we're not talking
are.
About that. And we will eventually, because that movie is 10 years old next year.
No, it's not. Oh, next year?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
In 2007, the first Transformers hits 10.
I saw it in theaters, but...
So,
Me too.
About the little boy, though. When they're, like, interrogating, saying, you know, how can you believe that all these toys came to life? How come the little boy doesn't say anything? It's like, yeah, these toys, like, actually tied me up and put me in a closet.
Because he's a little boy, no one believe him, I guess.
It's true, though. In reality, if you'd ever told anybody any of this stuff happened, you look crazy.
That's true.
That's how they defeated Sid.
Archer.
In Toy Story. Yeah. Is they actually showed him that they're
this
alive.
This kid with imagination.
Archer learns... from a computer in a weird way that doesn't make sense.
He just clicks on it.
And
with his
he's not even viewing the full article.
The internet was very fast back then.
Wasn't the internet. No, that wasn't even the internet. He was on an encyclopedia Encarta program.
He's the keeper of Encarta.
He's on a program, and he's just clicking, and random articles about Hitler are popping up. And it's like...
Yeah, what was the point of that? That he's learning that
about history? Like, it's like, hey, you gotta scroll down. So, if he saw the Hitler thing, he would just learn about his childhood.
Frank Langella sucks.
He could be good.
He's Skeletor.
He was a jerk in Dave.
No, Frank
the movie Dave. He's a jerk.
Frank Langella's good in like real movies.
Yeah,
like not.
Oh no. Well, he has to be like yeah.
Was
like,
he
like Dave?
Yes.
He was Cobra Commander, right?
No.
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 Who voiced Cobra Commander?
someone else.
Wait, in the movie?
No, in this cartoon show.
It was probably that was probably what's his Megatron.
No, that was the voice of Starscream.
Yeah, because he talked. I hate you so much. I hate you so much, Megatron.
Hello, I hate you. I'm Cobra Commander.
I can't do it screechy enough. No, I can't do this.
I hate you guys.
I can't.
I'm Cobra Commander. I hate you. We want to start the G.I. Joes.
I can't do the screechy. That's why. Joseph, you know what I meant.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's voice wasn't bad, actually.
I don't even remember.
I mean, the first one's not. The second one's
look
way better.
Look up voice fucking.
No, we already said it. Starscream.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I know.
No, no.
So it's not Frank Langella. That's all you wanted to know.
The actor known as Starscream.
But
but what's and then the whole thing with Kenny Baker dying? He was in the suit of all the toys running around.
Rest in peace, man.
He's just a midget in a box.
It's more of a tube
moving it around.
He gave it
step
life.
On him. Yeah, it's over.
That's bullshit.
No, he gave
I
it.
Can't believe that was a job.
Yeah, he gave it life.
No,
did he was is it like a little tank for him? Is he a Dalek?
It's like a tank. Yeah,
he's a Dalek.
Yeah.
Wait, so was he in there in episode 7?
Yeah, probably.
When it just turned on. Hey, get in this box and move this fucking head.
Hey, but by the way, the scene where you don't wake up, we still need you in there.
Yeah, hey, just get in there.
Who voiced him?
Oh, Chris Latta, not Frank Langella.
Which is what we told you.
You didn't tell me.
To just get a paycheck.
Your question was, is it Frank Langella? We said no.
No, you didn't say that, though.
In the Tunisian desert in a can? That must be.
They remote control stuff existed there.
Yeah, but the problem is they tried that and it looked too shitty.
They knew, basically, he was in there. For a balance thing, so it would add that movement to it.
And also, the thing about when his head rotates, it looks like smooth and organic. But when they did it back then, it'd be so.
But now they just CG that mother.
They can't. They just put him in there with a bunch of ice, and by the end he's swimming.
He's just floating on top of it.
And Sean Pertwee didn't want to do that role anyway. So
and rest in peace.
Yes.
Tom Baker.
Billy Bard?
I gotcha.
Who's that?
Because he's saying
that's the third doctor.
It's the third doctor.
I don't know what that means. Yeah,
because Tom Baker, Kenny Baker.
Man, this movie...
How? Okay.
This movie sucks.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
How expensive was this movie that we've got... The effects at the time were decent.
Actually, they were.
Yeah.
And
well, Sam Winston.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is they had to pay for all of that. And then they had to pay probably the same exact amount to use Communication Breakdown by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they actually got
Led Zeppelin. I was really surprised by that.
When it started playing, I was like, wait, is this a cover?
That's one of the few songs in here that's not a cover.
Yeah, I was like, I was literally shocked. Like, wait, what?
You literally got shocked.
Okay, you're right. Figuratively.
Because what was the one that we saw that I said, hey, Aaron, I'm surprised that Led Zeppelin's in this movie.
I was literally surprised.
Was that Fast Times?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Because you told me that they were in a dark period. You went, dope. And I was like,
oh, no. What are you saying?
Did you just power down?
No, you were like,
yeah,
no,
I said, it sounded like you went, no.
And then I was like, okay, what?
Yeah, I said. Yeah.
No, did you say no? I heard no. I don't know.
Did
heard
you
something.
Say no?
I think I burped on top of saying.
Okay, well,
damn you, Crystal Pepsi.
I was so confused. You just say what it's.
So yeah, you told me they were in a dark period. No,
and then, that's what I thought. I heard that.
I burped.
You told me they were in a dark period where they didn't really care about giving out rights at that point.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they were out of it at this point.
People were dying all around them.
Yeah, I know.
I ran out of notes already because by this time I was playing Candy Crush.
Yeah. this movie, okay, my issue with this movie is, and I did like it as a kid, but you know what? My issue looking back on it is that it's just Gremlins 2. It's Gremlins 1 and 2 mixed together.
But not as awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny lines, kind of. And nice references.
And there's the one line that you said you wanted to mention.
That.
From Phil Hartman.
I burst out laughing so hard.
Phil Harmon's good.
Because it's just. Yeah. It's Phil Hartman. It's a line that's just thrown in there randomly. Angel Hartman just says...
Because they're watching to hell and back.
I think World War II is my favorite war. And it's... I don't know why, but I just burst out laughing so hard at that.
But see, I have things like that in movies that I watch that no one else would think is funny, but I laugh every time.
Like Hills Have Eyes, what kind of place is that?
Well, but that's different. It's funny because we made it funny.
I like to believe that wasn't in the script because it just seems so odd. Like him just saying...
Because that is a line that he would come up with.
And it's a movie about war, like the soldiers and shit.
Man, Phil Hartman was great.
He was. I know.
Yeah.
You going Hulk on me? It's like the last thing he ever said.
In that Sinbad movie too, Houseguest.
They had to edit his role in this movie though.
Why? Because he died during it.
Yeah, he was murdered during the filming of it. During the editing of the movie.
You think he woke up like Ray Liotta? Like, and she had the gun in his face?
That's horrible. But apparently when the toys does shoot him in the face with something, which they
and cut
it.
Oh.
So
and that's why there's also the post credit scene where it just shows the outtake and it says for Phil.
I didn't even know that was gonna happen. I just had it rolling because I was playing Candy Crush.
And yeah, because you end up if the movie's really good, you end up doing other stuff during it because you don't need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I know. I can't stop fucking burping.
That's why I'm not drinking it right now. I found myself having to distract myself watching this movie.
This is the cure to fizzy lifting drinks.
Did you jack off?
No, it's different.
Christina Ricci and
Buffy
Sarah
the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, they voiced the Gwendy
Christy
Dolls.
Swanson?
They no, voiced the Gwendy Dolls.
There's nothing like a movie where toys want to fuck other toys.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, when they're actually so...
when they see them for the first time.
And then I didn't pick it up as a kid that they show a bed there, too, and I was like, oh, okay.
Doesn't one of them even say, like, something along the lines of, so, shore leave or something like
that? Yeah, R&R. R&R.
The guy who eats all the food in Naked Gun says that.
Yes.
Yeah, because the movie got a PG-13. Originally, it was supposed to get a PG. That's why they made a bunch of deals with, like, Burger King and a bunch of other companies.
I got all those toys, by the way. So did I. From Burger King, I got all those fucking
Did they
toys.
Try to kill you?
No.
What's the point?
No, because I think they only gave out the Gorgonites. I don't remember having any.
Oh, they did. They had the...
Did they have the commanders?
There's a lot of cussing. Well, like, damn and crap and...
Yeah, and shit, I think, in the beginning.
You know, in the original Star Wars, I mean, Transformers movie, the cartoon, he says shit. Someone says shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Like, you can't have that PG-13 movie.
I think that's
anymore.
In the movie. I think that's in
that
the,
comes out.
I think that's like, in the movie, the animated movie.
Yeah, it's
the
in the 30th
anime anniversary movie. Edition of that comes out on, like, my birthday.
You can't have that drop in a
Starscream calls,
anime movie.
Calls Bumblebee a shitlord.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you're a shitlord.
See, now I don't know. What'd you do? My name's Megatron. I'm Megatron. Megatron, no!
And out of nowhere, Leonard Nimoy starts playing Megatron when he turns into Galvatron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Jim, we gotta find the spark, Jim.
That's what happens when you become awesome, apparently.
Wait, you mean... But you're doing an impression of the guy from Farscape, basically, too.
No, when... Leonard Nimoy, his voice changes when he gets older. For
what's his name? What's the name in Farscape you always go? Gianna.
Oh.
Jan. Cardargo.
It's about
Cardargo.
It's about Gianna.
Caldrago.
No.
I feel like they stole the Game of Thrones, like George R.R. Martin stole the name.
No, because that book came out like the same year.
Oh my, then what the fuck? Caldargo.
Caldargo.
Yeah, I think
I think all these old directors and stuff that made these good movies, like
the 80s,
like Joe Dante,
they needed to stop, right?
And that and the Steam the murder Spielberg. With the helicopter,
John Landis. Yeah, they needed to stop.
No,
yeah.
It's like, well, all the Masters of Horror series, it's all terrible. Like
except
all those
for like
old
two.
Directors, but they're not even that good.
Yeah, yeah. Cigarette Burns is actually okay by John Carpenter.
That's a fucked up video that they see about.
With the
Masters
angel.
Of Horror.
Yeah,
with the angel.
Oh, I do.
It's a shitty horror series
there's
on
like
Showtime
two,
or
there's
something.
There's like two good ones and that's it.
And there's like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an anthology series on Showtime.
And Brian Hackett from Wings, he has sex with this like really ugly monster girl.
Yeah.
And she makes you addicted. Her vagina does.
In Japan, monster girls are very attractive.
And in Soviet Russia, monster girl fuck you.
Yep.
But yeah.
You know, when Britney, not Britney, when the Spice Girls started playing that song, I realized how fucking dated this movie was.
But she likes that song.
Wait,
Phil Hartman's wife likes this song.
Not her boyfriend, who has, like, the the bleached, like,
you mean,
yeah.
I didn't even
who had my hair.
I didn't even notice that. All I know is he had,
my bike broke down.
He had a Tetsuo motorcycle, and that's all I care
about. And the mom wearing her clearly 90s mom
he had
Hillary Clinton suit. Yeah.
That was weird.
I thought that was Chris Evans, almost, that kid. I was like, could have been.
Moms in the 90s, and all movies wore Hillary Clinton pantsuits for some reason.
Well, she was a very popular first lady, I think.
I just pictured doing the Macarena now from that clip.
our neighbor Jane, BB Jane, she's crazy. She's a crazy old woman. And when she went to the Target with my mother in the 90s, late 90s, the Macarena came on. You know, Target like has like the TVs are on.
Oh no!
The Macarena came on, so she
stopped in the aisle and started,
and she did the whole fucking Macarena dance.
I think that was a thing, that the Macarena was even the thing.
I still know how to do
it's
it.
It's embarrassing.
I'm pretty sure I know how to do it.
I hated it back then. So.
Well, yeah,
they made us do it in school.
They never made us do it in school.
We did do it during PE.
I never did.
They made us sing the Titanic song though for.
Were you in dance class?
No, we
no.
Oh,
me no. In one of my PE classes,
we didn't PE together.
Yeah, it was like fourth or fifth grade. They had us doing it like for like the warm up stuff, like when they have you stretch.
I don't think that's that'll help, but okay.
Yeah, it didn't.
You know, we had all these stupid warm ups. I know we had one of those.
We're gonna do the twist,
jumping jacks.
Like no, he came to your school.
I remember. No, we had to do.
Chubby Checker would be the best PE teacher for that.
I fucking hate that song.
So, Chubby Checkers and the Fat Boys.
Why were you singing My Heart Will Go On?
Because we had a music teacher who, and she taught us like different things. It wasn't the worst thing in the world to do at the time because that song was really popular. But I think after like, because we had to learn the whole damn thing. And then I remember we went up to the orchard. Did you ever go up to the apple orchard here over?
No
one ever did that. Okay,
some behind the peach tree or something.
There's a big apple orchard like near the top of a fucking.
This sounds like a horror movie.
Giant hill.
Alejandro went to school in the 1900s, and they're like,
"Did my apple orchard
in on the East Coast?"
He had like his books. That were tied together, yeah. Like the stack of books.
With a strap?
Yeah. So our bus is climbing up. It fucking stalls. Everyone's freaking the fuck out because the bus is like on a nine. Almost.
And then you all died.
And I don't know why.
This is a haunted podcast.
This is where he disappears
our
right now.
Our stupid teacher says, well, you remember Mrs. Wentworth talking about the song you all sang? Well, if you're all afraid, let's all sing it. And we all
it's Cobra Commander.
We all sang.
You sang My Heart Will Go on a bus while it was falling backwards.
Because we were fucking frightened.
Did anyone say, hold your breath and don't let go until we come out?
No, but you know what? In hindsight, that is how the Titanic capsized. So, you know, maybe.
And then it split in half and you're being chased by Billy Zane on your bus.
And then the bus driver was trying to hold on. He hit the edge and started flying in a million.
Is it possible that this teacher was just making a joke that you guys didn't get?
Yeah, or you're gonna die.
Oh, you know what? In hindsight, maybe, because that's a funny
thing. And also, you're little, so you probably thought that this incline was crazier than it actually was.
Oh, yeah, probably.
In reality, it was this. Yeah. No one can see it, but it's like 30 degrees tops.
It was an acute angle.
And I feel like the bus
is adorable.
More annoying.
It's an adorable angle.
Anyways, back to.
I feel like you sang this in school, but this is even weirder reason why you sang this.
I know,
song.
Right? And I can't describe it. You'd have to have
I heard
there.
Her sing it live. And it was great.
See,
you saw a guy headbanging.
Her concert was great. I don't care. It was for my wife.
She's a showman.
All she does is cover songs. Basically, I was like, oh shit, that's not her song.
But was it good?
Yeah, it was. All her covers are good. Like she did the who's the guy who sang Pretty Woman?
Roy Orbison.
Like she does one of his songs.
No, it was Van Halen.
I Drove All Night. That song.
Yeah.
Like, she does a really good version, but, you know, she has, like, a crazy live band, and it's all crazy. And, like, when she started that show, like, there was a guy in front of me who brought his wife, but I think the gift was for him because he was, like, fucking headbanging during
and was
it.
She going, like...
Like, he was like, oh, here we go. Like, he was saying stuff like that the whole time. In the very beginning, when they, like, showed her on the big screen, like, he's like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, fucking...
What if she's just his celebrity crush?
That's like weird. From, since celebrity, he was little. That's like you want to fuck Wayne Gretzky. That's weird. She looks like him.
Why is that weird? Why is that weird that I would want to fuck Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky's not a handsome man. I mean, he's
but he's the great one.
It's like Larry Bird. Larry Bird and him are just ugly. They're just good at sports. White guys that are good at sports, you want to fuck them, though. Like Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's a beautiful man, and I get that. And David Beckham, beautiful man, get it. If any girl ever said in the
Larry
80s,
Bird.
Oh, I want to fuck that Larry Bird. No one ever probably said that.
I think we can wrap this episode up. There's nothing more we need to say.
Oh, wait. There's the toys. Would you rather pick like generic soldiers or like monsters?
No, I would pick the monsters.
I wouldn't.
Really?
Because they look stupid.
The
to
monsters?
Me. Yes.
Archer's the only one in the eyeball looks stupid, I think.
I like the eyeball.
I don't know why. It looks like such a shitty
No,
tool.
I like how the army guys look. But they look scary.
One of them looks like Ron Perlman.
They all
Nick
look like
Nitro.
Ron Perlman.
No, that's not Nick Nitro. No, it's the other one. The one who chases him on the bike.
I thought that
you
was
mean
Nick
the guy
Nitro.
Who eats all the food from Naked Gun?
Yes. No, Nick Nitro. Nick Nitro is the one with the mohawk.
Yeah.
This
the
is
one who dies.
Brick Chip Hazard.
Chip
Hazard is the main one.
No, Brick. Brick something. Yeah.
Brick. 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 Brick shit house. I don't know.
Brick shit. That's a good one. Like a brick ass house.
It's the guy built like a brick shit house.
But I don't like that they are that. I don't like that Archer looks sad.
Kip Killigan?
Yeah. No. Kip Killigan?
Because that's Ernest Borgnine.
He has
okay.
the spit curl.
Brick Bazooka.
Yeah, I had a toy of Brick
Ernest
Bazooka.
Ernest Borgnine? No, he stayed alive so long. Exactly.
I remember thinking that, like, how come like, these Gorgonites were designed to lose, but they all look, like, really fucking powerful with big rhinos and shit and Frankenstein-looking dudes.
Well, no, but they ain't got no weapons,
He only
bro.
Looks like Frankenstein because he got, like, changed, remember?
That's
They
true.
Did that, right?
Yeah.
When, no,
you mean
but,
Frankenstein?
When Bill Hartman says you Gorgonzolas, that made me laugh.
Because it's Phil Hartman. It's Phil Hartman still.
Oh, I mean, and the music at the music is terrible because how they redid that war song.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's Busta Rhymes and a few
No,
other
no,
people.
It's Bone Thugs, and I think Henry Rollins like does this talking part on it, and it's oh, like wow. Flea is doing bass. It's like a bunch of it's an all-star
It was
cast.
A stupid group. It was a super group.
But
not
then
stupid.
It's just like when I was younger and I heard it because I saw the video, yeah. I was like, this is amazing. But no, it's not. It's
Robert
not good.
Robert Picardo's in this movie.
Yes, you know what it's
he's,
not?
He's one of the
It ain't no Monstars.
Oh, it ain't. Yeah, no, that's an amazing song.
It ain't no Hit 'Em High.
That's an amazing song. You know what? There's no cursing in that song. You can play that for your kids.
Yeah, I forgot Robert Picardo. He's the...
He's one of the scientist dudes.
He creates the actual... Okay, yeah. here's what I remember what bothered me so much. This giant toy launch...
Not the boringness?
Well... This giant toy launch that they're saying is going to storm America, they only made 150,000 toys.
That's it?
Yeah. Because
supply and demand. It's when people... It's the Xbox situation.
But no, that's not enough. Like, for a first unit shipping, like, what? What? Oh, that's it? And also, it's like, he buys one set for the shop. Well, he steals one set, or whatever, fall off the truck, for his dad's shop. So it's like... If someone does come in to buy it, it's like, well, we only have one of each. It's like,
who? Then you're gonna buy them all because
well, each one is. What'd they say, $75.99? That's what at the end, like, oh, Dennis Leary's like, how much he's going for? And it's like $79.99 or something. And it's like,
what's an expensive fucking?
That means toy? I would have never gotten one as a kid because my mom would have refused to spend that money.
And they're not a licensed toy based off of an existing IP, so it's like,
well, that doesn't seem to exist in this franchise. Really,
I see what
in this world that doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's like, who's gonna come into a shitty wooden toy shop and be like, oh, things I've never heard of.
No, the commercials sell you on it.
But remember, these were out before the commercials and before they were even advertised.
Well, that's the thing, because these were...
Test market, bro.
Early release.
Weird.
Early release.
Nothing. Test market.
You know what? It's a movie.
None of it made any sense. Even though apparently Rick Baker went to, like...
I thought he was dead at this
Hasbro.
Point.
Rick, well, Rick Baker's
now.
Still alive.
He's dead now.
No, he's dead now. He was inside R2-D2 a while ago.
Okay. You're thinking of Stan Winston.
Stan Winston did these effects. Rick Baker was not putting makeup on anybody.
It was Stan Winston who did them.
Yeah. He's the one that put the hat and the scarf on and ran around. And
yeah, Stan Winston, they went to Hasbro, but it's like, did they really learn anything? Because this...
Well, I guess they learned about points of articulation.
Yeah, I mean, the toys kind of sucked because, like, they...
But they did talk and run around. I mean, in reality, these are pretty great toys.
That did upset me that the toys didn't, like, do that. I was like, oh.
Oh, come on. Were you really expecting...
Dude, when you're little and you're like, man.
Dude, okay. If you bought one of those toys, why would you ever want it open? It's like, no, this is going to kill me
Well, watching that movie, you would think, why
would
I? If
you're using that logic, it's
but
not going to be...
But you're, like, a talking toy who... That's cool.
I don't want to talk to my toys.
I don't.
I would.
I did. The only toy I talk to is my sex doll.
Imagine if all your pop figures talked to you, Travis.
That'd be annoying.
Imagine if all your pop vinyls talked to you.
And they had the actual right voices. Like, yeah. So if Luke Skywalker talked to me as Mark Hamill.
Super Commander. And then you got like freaking Luke talking over here about how...
If Lando Calrissian sounded like Billy Dee.
Like anti-Venoms up there.
That would be awesome.
Some sort of candy thing from Trick or Treat. You got who the fuck knows over here. You got Rorschach from the
Buster
Rorschach.
From Arrested Development.
You got...
Why did you do Peter Scruff Park? McGruff for Rorschach?
I'm Rorschach.
You got the Starman right here. You got...
You have over 35
out
of them.
You got,
oh, for sure.
I don't know, who's this old Luke, wondering why his younger version's here, you know, like if you killed him, he'd probably disappear.
I want to see a movie where pop figures come to life now.
You got, like, all these guys, and like, hey, Travis, could you please take us down, because if an earthquake happens, we're all going to fall.
You would be annoyed.
I just turned him down so we can have a conversation.
You would be...
Son of a bitch.
You wouldn't like that.
You wouldn't.
No, I... And...
You guys, this guy speaking...
Because if they had the personalities of those characters, a lot of these are villains.
They don't want to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
I'm the one who's saying I want toys to talk.
Yeah.
So
why do you want this, Travis?
When I was...
A young boy?
No, he doesn't want that. What are you talking about?
Aaron wanted it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Continue.
Jesus.
What?
Anyways, so you would... Yeah, so... Okay. Does this movie holds up? We'll start with you, Nick.
No, I'm going to start. No.
It's your pick. You go last.
He already said it. It's boring.
Yeah,
it's... Has like three funny parts because of Phil Hartman, and it's just a mess.
It's his favorite war.
But I don't know. And then see, because I didn't know who direct. I didn't know Joe Dante directed until the middle of it. When I looked, it just made me even more sad. It just
don't watch Looney Tunes back in action. Then
did it make you more?
You made that too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was gonna ask if it made you more or less sad than the episode of Legends of Tomorrow that Joe Dante directed. With the birds.
That is the worst episode.
Yeah, he directed that episode.
Holy
with the crows.
And
that
it
was
sucks.
Awful.
If you listen to his Mark Maron interview, he's very delusional, and he thinks that he still has it, and that just people just don't understand anymore.
So I'm going to say
that's
no.
That's a shame.
No, it doesn't hold up because it was so boring. And
you know what? I wonder, let's see what he actually has directed.
All I think of this movie is I think of Aaron as a child loving it.
I
remember when I saw it, I was okay with it, but now it's just terrible.
He's moved to doing pretty much a decent amount of TV now.
All right, go, Aaron.
So, well, I'm looking at what he's directed. Oh, he directed Innerspace?
Yes, he did.
Was before.
Is that
okay.
Iron Man without a suit? What is that?
He directed The Hole. You know that shitty movie that was on Netflix? You watched some of it.
Yeah, I did.
The newer one, right? That knew The Hole, not like that old movie, The Hole.
Yeah, the newer one. Haunted Lighthouse?
He also did 9 episodes of Hawaii Five-0.
No. Well, I can't judge those based on anything.
2 episodes of Salem.
Oh, shit, Matinee with John Goodman. I remember liking that.
I enjoyed that movie.
All right, Aaron, go.
Yeah, okay. Amazon Women on the Moon.
I like that movie. I think it's funny.
No, it doesn't hold up, and I hate you for picking it, because I used to like this movie.
I know.
And I had fond memories of it. And now it's just like, oh, this is just a really bad movie that I think only as a kid you could enjoy. Yeah, it's just... It's long, but... It's weird. It's not long, but it feels so goddamn long.
It does.
It's only... I mean... For a kid's movie, an kinda hour like and 50 me. Is longer than it should be.
The toys are well, it seems like the two leads are totally phoning it in. Tommy Lee Jones and Frank Langella, look, they're not putting any effort into their voice acting.
I disagree. I thought Tommy Lee Jones was actually having fun with it.
Really?
Yeah. I did. I thought he was fun.
I didn't think. I just felt like he was just reading.
Frank Langella was in a fucking reclining chair.
No, like, he was sleeping, and they're.
They poke him with a stick, and he
read this.
And starts talking.
I will find my home.
Mam's Hatcher.
What?
That's how he talks.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Mam's Archer.
Oh, my name's Archer. Yeah, it just the little kid who was supposed to be an ex badass or ex like a goofster, gaffster, whatever he was.
You know what? If he was played by Edward Furlong back then in
Eddie Furs,
that would be okay.
Yeah,
but that's Pecker era Edward Furlong, so he was already kind of older.
Oh. Like got he my had toy, Ted.
Dead.
That's right before he became Detroit Rock City Edward Furlong.
Still my fucking toy, so Ted.
He was still at that awkward puberty age where he was like,
yeah.
That's but I'm my saying, favorite part of German.
He was bring him to the future.
No, Edward Furlong doesn't even look like a bad boy. He looks like Edward Furlong.
No, because yeah, he looks like he a kid Edward you'd have in your elementary class who's a fucking dick. And who all yeah. the girls like. He's Chase Saavedra.
But I don't think...
Boom! That's exactly who I was thinking.
He doesn't look like the kind of kid who's...
For anyone listening, you won't know that reference, but you all had that guy. See, at your school.
But yeah. The thing is, he doesn't look like the kind of kid this kid's supposed to be, who's like a kid who...
Oh, I know.
Who floods a school.
He just looks like a nice boy.
Yeah, it's like...
I feel like a lot of it is legend, and it's not actually like...
No, legend was Tim Curry.
Mm-hmm. So, I think a lot of
sad.
It...
But no, he and the dad's just an asshole father. Like
yeah, he's actually kind of mean. Like what the fuck?
You're
like,
making him take care of your story. He's like 10.
Oh, the ship's mast broke. You clearly can't take care of this entire store.
You little also, bitch.
Also, get bitch. That's the worst thing in the world for a parent to do is to get mad at someone while they're with another friend. You don't do that shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I would never. To embarrass your friend. Like, embarrass you in front of your friend?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
Especially a goyle.
If he was a cool dad...
A goyle?
A nice goyle.
If he was a cool dad, he would have let her leave and then get mad at him. But no, he didn't
do it. With my kid, when he's older, I'm just going to walk out naked all the time.
Hey. You're just gonna have them fall for you instead of your son. That's
but Nick's gonna tuck his wiener between
and then,
his legs.
And then there'll be a line where it's like, I can't believe I'm fucking my boyfriend's dad.
What's that from?
Cobra Commander.
Oh, Cobra Commander.
Sure.
And then you're going to have dreams about girls with rose petals everywhere and shit.
Cobra Commander on Fake Taxi.
Whatever that is.
But then it's weird because like, you have David Cross and Jay Moore, and it's like, I kind of want to see, I wish they were the leads, and it was mainly about them just hunting down these toys.
Yeah,
together.
Like damage control, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been, I think, better, because I didn't hate their parts in this, like, at all.
They were just, let's get two comedians.
Yeah.
And then have them not be that funny, though.
And yeah, they weren't.
So, but if it was Central...
I don't know, was David Cross at that point where he was known?
Mr. Show was on.
No, I know, but like... Did everyone know him as the funny guy, or was it just like...
He was probably on Just Shoot Me at the time, and okay. that episode probably happened. Chicken pop, chicken pop, chicken pop.
You mean cousin? You mean Donnie?
Yes. Slow Donnie?
That's the greatest like episode of a show ever. My pants are tight.
Chicken pop, chicken pop, chicken pop. I can't think of chicken pot pies without thinking about that.
That's I'm the same.
That was such a great... That's a great underrated show.
I like the Gorgonite designs. I hate Archer's design. I hate his head, face.
Hey, that's Archer.
I really hate his.
Hey, Alan. We got it.
John Benjamin played Archer.
They should switch. Yeah, they should just remaster it and have him be the one. Hey.
But yeah, it.
And like scene where he just Alan. Alan. Hi.
I don't. There's potential in this movie.
No, there's not.
No,
there is.
There could be an interesting story made of it. But
I saw Toy Story. That's enough.
If it had like a different director, different writers, different story, it'd be pretty good.
It'd be a good movie.
The concept. It's the concept that I like. That I think could be interesting. But instead, it was just like it felt like it was trying to be, like, mature, but then it also felt like it was trying to be too much of, like, a kid's movie. It was confusing. Yeah. It was like, cause sometimes it's like, okay, that's, like, a little bit for older people, but then it's like, okay, now they're doing this.
I really think this is just a bottle of sugar.
Yeah,
sugar
right?
Water,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Sugar. Zed from, or is it Zed? No, wait.
Sing the sugar
from Men in Black, he would drink this. Thor from Men in Black? Yeah. Not Kingpin, Thor.
Would he throw it in?
A bug in
no,
an Edgar
drink
suit?
It. Yeah, Edgar.
And then he get beaten with a... with a
Zed pillow, was ripped torn.
A pillow cloth full of soaps.
Private pile.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, you ruined a childhood favorite by making me revisit it.
No problem. It's what I do.
Phil Hartman's still great, and he's pretty
it
much...
It was.
And still dead.
He's... it reminds me of that song.
You're dead.
But the thing is,
you're taking a while with this one, Aaron.
Yeah, because you ruined something that I liked when I was little. I had all the toys. I think I had a calendar actually too. Yeah.
And they were all posing
in sexy poses.
They got fig leaves over their junk.
Yeah, Phil Hartman is the best part of this movie, and. Yeah, so thanks. God damn it.
So no?
No. I don't... Wait, Baby Nick didn't watch this with you, did he?
We tried.
Oh.
There's too much talking going on in the beginning. But then when I just, like, fast-forwarded to the parts of the toys,
yeah.
Like, he'd watch when he was, like, climbing on the bike.
Yeah.
He had no interest. Like, he'd watch it and then be like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah, so no one watched this because... It doesn't hold up, and also, I don't know. It's just not good.
Cabs.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. What was the question? No, this movie. I know I didn't like it as a kid. Even
you weren't really a kid, weren't you?
Well,
like,
when in 98,
16.
Yeah, I was 16. I guess.
That doesn't count.
Christ, yeah, I guess I was. But even then, I was just like, I remember having interest, thinking, oh, this kind of looks cool because of who the voices are, and it's like toys that are evil, so that's, you know.
Because you're such a fan of The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I'm like, what are you basing off Tommy Lee Jones off of?
Batman Forever, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it yet.
I didn't either.
Space
yeah.
Cowboys. No, that probably came out a year after.
Oh, my God. That was that old?
Yeah. Oh, wait, and...
And Men in Black.
Is that when they're flying
Men Black
around?
Is before
the
this?
One. The first one probably is. I think it was 97.
What was Space Cowboys about?
That's with Clint Eastwood, James Garner,
Kiefer Sutherland's
Tommy Lee Jones,
dad.
Yeah, and Donald Sutherland.
Oh, not Spike.
Isn't James Garner?
I think, yeah. And they all go out to... They're Space Cowboys.
They go to Africa.
Oh, I thought those were like... I thought those
yeah,
like,
that's it Aaron was going to say.
And then at the end...
Men in Black was 97, okay. So it was the year before.
I thought Space Cowboys was like Jet and Black, like Spike and Faye and...
Shut up.
Fine and...
It's Cowboy Bebop. But at the end, Donald Sutherland opens his mouth and starts screaming really loud.
Oh, that ends the movie. There you go.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking
Invasion
about.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, wait, he's the one who does
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's him. That's Del Sutherland.
You know, in Despicable
yeah,
Me 2,
that's
they do
the
that scene
masters, right?
With the purple minion. He lifts up his finger and he does the scream. It's hilarious.
Yes, he's from the Puppet Masters.
It ends like that? That's how it ends, him pointing?
Yes.
Oh, my
well,
God.
I thought he was in Master of Puppets.
Puppet Masters.
I like that
sure?
movie.
Puppet Masters with the little dolls. Puppet Masters is with the aliens.
That go on your back.
No, it's called Master of Puppet.
No, it's not.
There's Puppet Master and
sure?
then the Puppet Masters.
Dude, what's Master
it's
of Puppets?
Not, we've had this discussion
A Metallica
before.
Song.
No, I know that, but I mean...
It's not Master of Puppets.
I like that movie.
I don't.
What do you show me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll like it now.
Probably not.
But I loved it as a kid.
Yeah, but I did not, yeah, I remember being watching it and just kind of being bored. Like, I didn't hate it, but I was just like, this, I don't know, I could take or leave this. And then watching it now, I was just like, well, this is not good.
Wait, he's jacked off.
Oh, wait, what are we talking about? Small Soldiers or
this
Puppet
movie.
Masters? Okay.
Small Soldiers.
They're doing a Puppet Masters.
Well, yeah, I mean. But yeah, so for me, it didn't really have much holding up that it could do.
Yeah.
And it still doesn't.
No.
So, at all. I mean, that's pretty much all I can really say
about
this movie.
This feels like an elevated...
Other than a couple scenes where I got excited just because I was like, oh my god, I'm hearing Led Zeppelin in a movie.
You know what this feels like? Yeah. It feels like a high-budget Moonbeam production. Remember Moonbeam?
The kid version of Full Moon Entertainment?
Yeah. It feels like...
Like Shrunken Heads?
Or Batteries... Is it Batteries
Not? Or Dragon World?
Was Batteries Not Included in Moonbeam?
No, it wasn't, was it? No,
what about Pre-Hysteria?
Is that with the tiny dinosaurs?
That was Moonbeam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pre-Hysteria. It feels like...
I'll just name like three of them.
Yeah. I like Dragon World for some reason. When I was little.
I know you did.
I rented a bunch of times.
I saw it like 100 times.
Pre-Hysteria was awesome.
All right, Alex.
You know what? I did like it as a kid.
You already said no.
I think. And I want to say, because I like parts of it. I like the toys. I didn't like any of the stuff with, like...
You didn't like the story part of it, basically.
So you like 5% of the movie.
I want to say, okay, like, even looking at it now...
Was I the only one who wanted to see the toys fuck the Gwendy dolls?
No. Yeah, probably.
Get Dollman up in this movie.
So, like, change the
Tim
game.
Tim Thomerson?
I don't know who that is.
Whoa, you know Tim Thomerson, the doll man, a.k.a. the dude in Trancers?
And he killed all the Trancers. That movie's terrible. Terrible movie.
Never seen it.
all of them. The big baby dolls trying to have sex with an actual lady.
Demonic toys, Aaron.
So like,
no, that's Doll Man versus Demonic toys, yeah.
So, like, I feel like the pacing for this movie is really fucking slow.
Yeah, it is.
It takes forever to find the rest.
Pacey from Dawson's Creek?
I get it. You're making a joke. The point is...
He's frustrated.
Like...
Alex loves this movie.
Travis likes talking
really
over Alex. That's
I really
why.
Don't. It takes forever to find the Gorgonites, which pissed me off because it's like, just fucking find them. Like, it takes too long just to get the main plot going on. And then... Yeah. Once the final thing happens where they fall into the ravine, they all explode, like, okay, I felt like that kind of could have been it, and then they introduce more of the command, and it's like, I didn't care at that
point. And there's already, a factory with branding on it.
Yeah, I didn't care at that point, and it's like, it felt like a rehash of Gremlins. The first half of the finale felt like Gremlins, where it's like, okay, we deal with it, oh, yay, we won, and then... The second part felt like Gremlins 2, where we needed to have this big thing that can kill all the gremlins at once, and it ends, and then the big rich guy comes in and tries to compensate everyone, and everyone lives happily ever after, and Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny end the movie, and it's awesome.
What doesn't help, I think, also is your lead, because back in action. Because,
Gremlins 2.
Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny?
They end the movie.
They open. There's an animated opening and ending to Gremlins 2.
You really not remember?
No.
That involved them.
Yeah.
But I think what really doesn't help is the lead kid is so fucking boring.
He doesn't bother me so much. But it's just that, like...
He's your lead kid. He doesn't have, a personality.
Lead kids are not...
He ain't no star kid. No,
he has a background, but he doesn't have a personality that matches his background.
That's the thing. It felt like, that's what I said, it felt like...
Freaking toy, Ted.
When you said, like, oh, he blew up a school or whatever, I said...
You never said fuck.
I said, it didn't feel like something he did. It felt like a legend that kind of became something bigger than
him. If he acted like a... I would have liked if he was acted like a little asshole.
No, I wouldn't have either, because it would have been annoying.
I would have, because that would have, not like an annoying asshole, but like a dickhead from like the streets.
You mean like fucking Edward Furlong?
No,
Terminator.
But not a little
Eddie
shit.
Eddie Furs.
But like an actual like
you
have, like a tough.
You're
like,
trying to find like such a perfect
like a tough Boston kid. Like
no, I wouldn't.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah,
like I would
just admit that it's annoying. Kids are assholes, and they're not
well,
fun
no,
watching.
Well, no, what's his name? Benny the Jet is a tough kid, but not an asshole. But I wouldn't see him... Well, I could see him doing stuff like
but
that.
See, the way they describe this kid, it's like he was a bully
or
something.
No, it just is how he looks.
No,
Bart Simpson... He should have been like a Bart Simpson.
Well, no one's Bart Simpson there.
Like...
Yeah. And so, telling everyone to eat his shorts?
So, you know what? I'm just gonna end this here.
He should have been having dynamite throwing it at the toys and stuff, like M80s and shit.
Oh, well, yeah, but they didn't do that.
He should have been, you see?
Yeah.
He should have been, but he didn't. And also what doesn't help is that it takes place in, like, a very boring area. It's, like, in Ohio or something.
Or it feels like the Gremlins town.
But not kitschy and, like,
yeah.
Retro throwback. It's
Gremlins
just like,
works because they're monsters.
Yeah.
Everything feels just
and
very...
And they're funny.
Very boring. It's, like, anti-comfy. It's like, look, it's warm and inviting, but you're not going to be comfortable because the sheets are wet.
Sugar. Just drinking sugar.
I prefer having, like, a cold environment than a warm environment.
Because you could cover up.
So this should have taken place in, like, where the thing took place.
Not the thing, oh, but like
not that cold.
Yeah,
imagine that. Not,
no, Gremlins cold.
Yeah,
where there's houses
and Christmas songs are playing.
Not thing cold where there's nothing.
Yeah,
people are okay and all.
And right. You know what? I remember, and this is how dated this movie is, when the line about the iceberg right at the end,
and blacks and whites are segregated. How yes. old it is?
The line about the iceberg. I remember in the audience, everyone was like, oh,
really?
They loved that line so, because Titanic had just come out.
Everyone pointed at the screen and opened their mouth.
Yeah.
And
throwing their popcorn in the air.
It got such a huge reaction. I
the crowd popped, is what you're saying.
Let's watch that.
Essentially.
So we can laugh at the ending
yeah,
of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
They did. They laughed so much. And looking back on it, that's just embarrassing.
I saw in theaters too. I even got the popcorn box with the
did
small
I? No, I didn't see it until on tape.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, man. I saw it on video.
I got it on tape for my birthday. I loved this movie. Yeah, I loved it, Alejandro. No,
he would quote the fucking Gorgonites all the time.
No, you don't understand.
No, did love you it. Don't understand. I love this movie, too.
I don't think as much as I did.
Well, I had all the toys, so.
Oh.
No.
That you just nicked him. I loved Ninja Turtles, but Nick had all the toys.
I had, like, all the toys, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have the ones that weren't in the movie?
There weren't any.
Like, yeah, there were.
I did love Ninja Turtles. I just
up,
didn't
there were other monsters promote it like they made did. For the toys that they released outside of the movie.
I don't believe you.
Probably not as much.
Okay.
But
Travis
like Donatello.
No,
like
no,
Donatello.
No.
That was my
no.
favorite turtle.
Okay.
Donatello is
no,
in...
it doesn't hold up.
You've said this many times.
All right. Anything to recommend, Nick?
I'm going to recommend the movie Sausage Party.
I saw it also.
And it's fucking hilarious.
It's amazing.
It's like
I watched the orgy clip. I watched it online.
Oh my god! Spoiler.
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
I said while we're watching it, it's like this is the end of cartoons.
Fucks the crackers.
Where you're just like, you're like, I can't believe this is happening. Because when you watch the movie, This Is the End, you're just like, I can't believe this isn't a movie.
There's like pearls being pulled out of a hot dog bun or something.
It's fucking amazing. Like at first you think it might go overboard with like all the cussing because there's like a song in the beginning. But then after that, when it's normal, it's fine. And they just cuss normal like any other of their movies.
And Ed Norton as Sammy Bagel Jr. is amazing.
Yes. So
and the other best voice actor in this movie is Nick Kroll.
Yeah,
because of the character he plays and how it sounds is
it
so
might,
amazing.
It might be the best like character in the movie ever.
Anytime it was on screen and he was talking, I lost my shit.
Me too.
You know, anytime Nick Kroll gets work, I mean, that's just a miracle in itself. So.
I like him as Ruxin in this.
Rodney Ruxin?
And in Caveman.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a caveman.
Yeah.
Just an ugly, unattractive looking dude.
With his vinegar strokes.
Mean. So mean.
Aaron. And where can we find you also, Aaron?
What?
Oh, do both.
Okay, you can find me at Obscure Aaron on Twitter. Yep. There you go. As for recommendations, Elvis and Nixon.
Oh, you watched it?
Yes.
They're my favorite musician and my favorite president.
Yeah, there we go.
I recommend them.
I just recommend
Elvis and
Nixon.
They're both dead, but if you can find them.
With Michael Shannon and Kevin Spacey. Michael Shannon playing Elvis.
Was it funny?
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Is it supposed to be it's a comedy?
It's a comedy. One part made me like kind of like misty-eyed, but that's because I'm... weird about
you're,
Elvis.
You're an Elvis fan.
Yeah.
Did he die on a toilet?
No. God damn it. Elvis did not die on the toilet. Yeah,
but that just makes his legend better.
No, it doesn't.
He did not die. No, he just went home.
It's a really, really fantastic, hilarious movie.
It's got Colin Hanks and Quicksilver also.
Which, the real Quicksilver?
No. Well, the Quicksilver from X-Men.
Then no.
Yeah.
Not
the one that's taken to dirt
and
a
monster trying to break in.
No.
But yeah, it's pretty damn hilarious. Michael Shannon looks nothing like Elvis, but
it's the other guy. What's Kevin Spacey looks nothing like Nixon,
but he pulls it off at least.
But I like that he doesn't look like Elvis, kind of.
No, and it makes it funnier.
It does
because women are swooning for him in this movie. Michael Shannon is it's hard to explain. He's just weird.
He looks like silly putty. Like, that's how I describe Michael Shannon.
I realized how much I love Michael Shannon
when he beat himself with a belt.
No, yeah. When I saw the video. Remember that video that went online like a few years back with the sororities?
He read it. Yeah.
And he read it dramatically.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
But like with their attitude, it was the greatest thing I'd ever heard. And that's when I knew I loved Michael Shannon.
He looks like.
And Christmas was real.
If you turn Frankenstein's monster into a normal human.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
He looks like Quentin Tarantino as a vampire.
Yes.
Vampire Tarantino.
It's such a hilarious movie, and
it is. It's funny.
Is it historically accurate?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because
they don't go for that.
Well, because in truth, Elvis actually didn't have any feelings on politics or anything.
You
like
didn't
that.
Get a badge.
No, that stuff happened.
Okay,
but Elvis didn't actually have any opinions.
Yeah, because he's Elvis.
They said because even at the beginning they give a disclaimer that the only things that they could really base anything on is
that
what
he
was
went
recorded,
there.
Is what was recorded.
That he went there and got something
from Nixon's.
Oh,
because of Nixon's.
Yeah,
because in real life Elvis refused to watch the news or read newspapers because he didn't.
That sounds about right.
He didn't. He did not want to be influenced by the news at all, and so he had no public opinion on anything. He even told reporters that,
how do you...
Everything he knew about was from, like, 1955. He's not caught up to date on anything.
How do you tell me that him dying on a toilet doesn't help with him being a rock star?
That's embarrassing. It's pooping.
No.
That's not going out on a high note.
No.
Though.
No, but, like, that's, like...
It's not like you're saying he died doing, like, a line of coke with his cock in a woman.
No, I'm just saying, like...
He said goodnight to his little girl and then his girlfriend, and then he fucking passed out from the sink.
No, that's very, like... Part of your legend.
No, that's
like,
pooping. That's pooping.
Rock star.
Regardless of what happened, he pooped when he died.
No, he didn't.
Cartman said that.
That doesn't always happen. That's traumatic death.
It's like Elvis, who did all these crazy things, and he fucked all these women, and he loved food and doing all these pills. He finished it by sitting
on
the toilet. And he... Really, before he sat on the toilet, he did karate poses.
What's that?
Then sat on the toilet, then died.
Aaron, what's that, like, 8,000 calorie,
that thing wrapped in the...
Yeah, all that peanut
bread.
Butter.
The Fool's Gold Loaf.
Yeah.
What is it?
Is that real?
The Fool's... Yeah. If you want to listen to that, listen in probably 2 weeks on 12 for a Penny, where I say a lot of stuff about Elvis and
the
life
greatest
and...
thing Elvis ever did, though, was when he went up to Dewey Cox and he said, "Look out, man!" And then he said, "You know what that is? That's karate."
Surprisingly, that kind of stuff he actually did.
There's only two people who know it: the Chinese and the king.
Which you will hear more about on my Elvis 12 for a Penny episode I was on.
That's the best.
It made me love Jack
the Chinese White. And the king.
But yeah, Frost Nixon. What the fuck?
That's a different movie.
Is that have
that's
you
with,
seen that?
That's with Wesley Snipes
and Frank Langella playing. Richard Nixon.
But he looks like Richard Nixon. Well, they kind of
do. They
put
in my mind, Frank Langella is now Chris Latta. That's how it is now. I hate Jay so much!
That's the voice he tried.
He's that old cheeky camera there!
But I wasn't doing an accent!
Oh my god! I was just talking like this!
Look in the camera, Cobra Love. Look in the camera.
Look at this camera. This camera's all over.
Boy. Elvis and Nixon.
Check it out. It's a good time.
I love Michael Jackson and Theodore Roosevelt. That's an Aaron
Disney. They should just make that. Jackson Roosevelt.
What, like Teddy Roosevelt? Like, yeah. Jackson's charging up freaking
like, he would be the black quirky sidekick.
Yeah.
Right?
Roosevelt had a tea kettle voice, though. A lot of people don't know that.
That's weird.
Yeah, he didn't have a burly voice.
He's got the wrong
voice.
He
spoke like this.
Yeah.
Like Starscream.
Kind
of. Cobra Commander. All right, Travis,
full
go.
Circle. You can find me at Plain Travis on Twitter and all that. I also have a Michael Shannon movie that I'm going to recommend, which is Midnight
Star
Special.
Star Wars.
Yes. Midnight Special with Michael Shannon, Joel Edgerton, Kristen Dunst, and Kylo Ren. It's a pretty good movie about a couple guys who are trying to protect this kid that's special that like a cult wants, the government's interested because a cult's involved. And the kid has, like, these abilities.
You saying cult or cult?
Cult. Cult.
Cult.
C-U-L-T.
Like a horse.
Like a personality.
A horse is after this kid.
I swear to God you said cult, like, five times. When you're telling me how to say it.
I'm meaning like of personality.
It's like cosplay and cosplay. Two yes. Different words.
Exactly.
Cosplay is when you dress up like Bill Cosby.
Yes. Cosplay.
No, and then yeah, but the yeah, like he said, cosplay. Cause you put on a sweater. Yeah.
And you start giving people drinks they don't want.
Just rape women. No, they want the drinks. They just don't want the drugs in.
True. and then also, yeah, so that's pretty much it for me. Alex?
Alex?
Shredder?
Yeah, I'm renowned Shred-a-mite. Alex. At renowned Alex. You can find me on the Obscure Gentleman podcast with this guy here, Rene Alvarez.
And Rene Alvarez?
That's what it sounded like he said. Rene Alvarez over here.
Yeah, and
that's what I said. Colt.
C-U-L-T.
I'm gonna recommend Batman: Brave and the Bold. I haven't done one of those.
And the Beautiful,
the cartoon.
Yeah,
that's just a fun show.
It is a fun show.
Isn't that the one where Aquaman's like
the best Aquaman?
Yeah,
ever? Outrageous. Yeah,
it's the best Aquaman.
Batman: The Brave. John DiMaggio.
Yes,
Joe DiMaggio.
John.
He's Negro throated.
No, it's Joe DiMaggio. He was married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. So here's to you, Joe DiMaggio. Anything else, Alex?
No, I'm good.
You powered down.
Okay, cool. Also, you can find a bunch of videos on the Obscure Gentleman page. Yes. And YouTube channel.
What do we have now?
Say.
What do we have?
We did Suicide Squad with Alex.
Yeah, and by the time you listen to this, another one will probably be up.
Yes, and also the Coke, Pepsi, Crystal Pepsis that we've been drinking.
Yeah,
you're gonna cover it on an episode of your show, and I've done a video for the Obscure Gentleman. It's in everything we do,
and the Whopperito.
That's today. You should be.
That should already be out, actually.
The Whopperito, and maybe another thing coming out this week.
This
too?
Is 2 weeks.
Maybe, we don't know.
No, this is. Oh yeah, these all already happened.
They already happened, guys. The future.
So Sasha Party's been out for 2 weeks, guys.
3 weeks.
This is why I don't talk.
No, yet. Because last week we time traveled.
Oh, SummerSlam is tonight.
We time traveled last week.
Back in time.
So anyways, go to planezero.com. You can find links to all of our social media pretty much.
And Zelda's.
To write a review. Oh, also, realizing when this episode is, I'd like to thank a listener who wrote a review for our show on Twitter. He goes by Mr. Hook. And the reason I also bring that up is because I guess I'm going to be on a...
I'm going to be on
a show called Beyond the 140. It's another podcast.
It's a sci-fi channel, picture
hosted
original.
By Del Freaky.
But yeah, hosted by, I'm Del Freaky.
Doesn't that
Twitter
sound
handle.
Like a sci-fi TV series, Del Beyond the 140?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
And I'll be on there with the guy who, with Hook, who, I guess his real name's Patrick, who just recently reviewed our show.
So. Are you running out of breath?
Thank you to him. And check that out when it happens.
Starring Steve from Sex and the City.
Tuesday the 23rd.
Write us more reviews, too.
Of August. But yeah, more reviews are always great.
We like them.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
So, yep. You'll hear us next week. Bye.